I'm calling all my nerds. I'm calling all my fantasy freaks. I'm calling all my magical people who love just a little bit of role play, just a little bit of fun, and just a little bit of Dungeons and Dragons. Do you like them? Because this month, we got a brand new one for you. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jacquez Neal, and I got some dope episodes for y'all this month. Join Dungeon Master Chuck Ma, y'all, the homie, and a pretty damn good dancer, if you ask me, as he brings you an epic campaign featuring a band of misfits played by an all-Asian cast. That's right, y'all. We're playing Dungeons and Dragons this month. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this campaign, because I know you want to know. I know you're like, all right, you know, Dungeons and Dragons is dope, but it all depends on the dungeon master. And let me tell you something, Chuck Ma is a great dungeon master, and we got a dope campaign for you. So this campaign is taking place in Scarlet City, which is a large magical oasis in the middle of a vast desert somewhere in the home-brewed Pan-Asian flavored world. A highlight of this now thriving city is the Scarlet Dome, where the strongest fighters compete in the most epic magic and non-magic battles. But the fighters are acting strange, y'all, and the gods are calling out to everyday townspeople, like the manager of the VIP section, a tuba player, and a physical therapist, all to get just a little bit of help. Can this unlikely group save Scarlet City and protect the gods? Because we all know, if there's one thing gods need, is protection from everyday people, baby. You're about to find out. Sit back, take a listen, and enjoy a brand new series called Dragons AF.
Hi, my name is Chuck Ma. I'm going to be your DM today for Dragons AF. And I'm here with my friends. We're all Asian comedians and improvisers, writers, and we just wanted to play some D&D. So come and join us. Let's just jump right in. So we're on a continent called Tian. This is a large, vast continent, but we're going to zoom in on one place. In the middle of this vast continent, there is a desert. Nothing's around. It's all sand and heat. Really, really hot. There's a few roads, but not a lot of people on those roads. But in the middle of this desert, there is a sprawling city. Circular roadways surrounding a giant scarlet dome. A dome that's, the sun hits it and it glints a kind of pinkish red, almost like a marble glass. You zoom in on this dome. We zoom in and zoom in and zoom in, and we see two gladiators in the middle of this dome. They're fighting to the death. There's 8,000 people cheering them on. One of them draws his blade, hamstrings the other. He falls to his knee. He raises his blade. Everyone cheers. And with one quick thrust into the back, the other gladiator falls. We're cheering, we're cheering, we're cheering, we're cheering. And I think most Dungeons & Dragons games, one of our characters would be one of these great gladiators fighting in the arena. But that's not what we're going to start with. We're zooming up from the floor up to the box seats. Okay, these are the nice VIP room. But right below the VIP room, we have a band, you know, just a marching band. They play music in between the matches, you know, some fun times. There's one person, though, one little character sitting quietly. He doesn't have any solos today. Alfred, would you like to introduce your character?
Hi, I'm Alfred Aquino. I'm going to be playing Honeydew. He's a fifth chair tuba in the band. I didn't even know chairs can go that far back. But yeah, Honeydew is very surprised, too. Just a little guy who's just a little panda. Picture the size of a red panda, but it looks like a regular panda, just regular color panda, just tiny little baby panda. He's got a little tuba wrapped around him, just very frustrated because the tuba's just so big. They didn't even customize the tuba for him. And so he's just sitting there with his tuba, five chairs behind the first chair, just like, stupid little tuba.
All right, Honeydew, as you mumbled to yourself, the person sitting in front of you, the fourth chair, his name is Thomas. He turns back and looks at you and he says, "Hey, Honeydew, you gotta be quiet. They have special stones here that amplify our sound, you know? So, might want to keep it down." It
doesn't even matter. It's just, they didn't even put a stone by me.
That's Honeydew, look, I didn't want to do this, but I'm just going to say it. You're not a good tuba player, okay? That's why you're fifth chair. I don't even know how you got into this band.
You're telling me, dude, I don't even play tuba.
And what so, do you play?
I play it. You want to see?
No.
You want to see it? I have this little
fine.
Thing here.
Yeah,
so,
okay, just...
so Honeydew pulls out a stone tablet with arcane runes of sorts that are kind of like buttons. And he's just like, "This is it. Have you seen something like this before?
It's no, really it just cool. looks like a tablet."
Yeah. So it's a tablet. And these little arcane runes, if I press them, you will hear a sound that amplifies sound of
sure.
that are kind of
yeah.
like samples of the world, if you will. So it's kind of like one would call it like a sample tablet, a sample pad, if you will. So,
okay, yeah. press one of the runes. What?
Yeah, here, I'll go press it right now.
Bruh.
That
it sounds just like you recorded your own voice.
Yeah, this is so it's a long story, but it's like kind of cursed in a way. It only plays recordings
Look,
of myself.
Man, I don't know how you got in. Just be quiet, okay? This is the final match is happening. It's the two biggest teams that are fighting right now. It's the championship match. We're playing the intro for both teams, and if you mess up, it's going to be my ass. You know, because I'm supposed to be covering for you. We have the first three chairs. They're sick today. So I'm doing all the solos.
Look, it doesn't matter because that solo is going to be mine. Okay?
Oh, my God. You Look. Can't even play the tuba right now. Play one note. Okay, see?
Well, it doesn't matter because I have my little samplet, as I call it. And, you know, I'm going to solo with this thing. So you watch your freaking back.
Is that
okay.
a threat?
No, I don't. I didn't mean it to come off as a threat.
Roll so. An intimidation check.
11.
11? Yeah. Did you add your charisma and stuff?
Oh, yeah. That's plus 7. So that's 18. Yeah, I'm just a little panda, so.
You think you're acting cute. You're like doing a cute voice, but it's like the kind of cute that you see with like baby ghosts, like, you know, like yeah. child ghosts, like in the middle of the room. It's like kind of creepy. The smile is a little too wide. Your eyes are a little too piercing. And Thomas gets real quiet. He's like, "Yeah, just do whatever you want, I guess, but don't get in my way." And he like turns around. All right. We pause on this for a second and we move up from the marching band up into the VIP suite. There's 12 chairs. They're ornately designed, incredibly comfortable. Each one looks a little slightly different from the rest. And in these chairs, there's 10 people sitting down. Their faces are blank, but one of their eyes is gold and has like concentric circles in it. Now we zoom further up into this booth and we see, Jane, would you like to introduce your character?
Hi, I'm Jane. And I'll be playing Cynthia Slick. I am what they call the manager of the house, but I also consider myself to be a wrangler of the gods in a way. Do I get to interact with them? No. But I treat these avatars with kid gloves. I provide exceptional service because maybe one day I'll be able to work for them. Or around them, or in them.
Whoa. What does
Whatever
that, mean?
That means.
All right, Cynthia, you're looking around. It's a little frantic. The 12 chairs aren't full. There's 10 of them, which is unprecedented. Having 10 avatars here, each of these avatars are a vessel for the gods to watch the games. And 10 of them here, which has never happened, but two aren't. They are kind of a blank stare, but there is some emotion shown on their faces. They look a little hungry, and your assistant, Tammy, comes up to you. Miss Slick,
Yeah, Tammy.
Yeah, I just, by the way, you look so good today. I really love the tight bun.
Thank you, get to your point.
Okay, sorry. Well, okay, so we have 10 of the gods here, which is unprecedented, and you're doing such a great job, but it seems like there might be an issue with one of the avatars. We got a message sent to us through the message stone that they're here, but no one can find them.
What?
The god Baknu's avatar isn't here.
Oh, my God.
And as you know, Baknu favors Miguel, one of the people on Labrys Infernos. You know, they've won 2 years in a row and they're...
My best friend.
I didn't know that you two were that...
I would consider ourselves.
I've never seen you talk to him, but...
We're close.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did know that Baknu's not here yet.
Okay. Let me just... She takes out a notebook and she writes down, make a perception check. What'd you roll?
That's a one.
First natural one, critical failure day. You don't see what she writes, but she jots something down real fast and kind of mutters something under her breath and then closes her notebook and puts it in her little sash. She is dressed basically just like you, like a tight bun, black kind of like pinstripe suit with a little skirt and just kind of like a mini version of you. I can tell that she's a little nervous. She's like, do you have any instructions? Do you have any idea where the avatar of Baknu might be?
I'm sure if he's around, he will text me first.
Okay. If he does send you a message, please let me know.
Just make sure you have all the pork rinds.
Okay.
Ready to go because all the avatars seem to love chicharrones.
Yeah. The pork rinds, we'll make sure we'll get them. There is one thing, the avatar of Mach, he's been requesting a bowl of noodles for a while and it's been like 15 minutes and there hasn't
Oh my God. Let's get him a bowl of noodles.
Okay. Should I just
go?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to run it by. Okay. I'll be right back. And Tammy zooms out. It zooms out of the VIP box seat, a little room, and zooms into the hallway. And not far away is a shop that has been set up outside of the VIP room. It's a bustling noodle stand. This noodle stand there's a long line of people. People are whispering, oh my God, have you tried the noodles here? They're so good. I hear they're only in town for the championship. After championship, they're gone. These whispers of people like raving about this noodle stand. And we zoom into the noodle stand, zoom into one of the line cooks who's sweating profusely. Looks like he has 8 tickets up, maybe falling a little behind. Jed, would you like to introduce your character?
Yes, hello. I'm Jed Alcantara. I'll be playing Dahan Din. He's a duende wizard. He stands at about 3'3", a healthy 3'3". Duendes are basically sort of gnome-like creatures. Right now, he's wearing like a tube-sleeved festival coat. And he's got clogs on, kitchen clogs. Maybe they're Crocs if they sponsor. Whatever is left of his hairline has run all the way to the back of his head. And his hair is down to his shoulders there, pulled back. And he wears gold-rimmed glasses that are prone to glaring or fogging during cinematic moments.
Oh, great. I'm sure we'll be able to use that.
He is also quite unable to resist gambling. So in between orders, he's checking his ticket right now for one of the games.
As you're cooking, you're very stressed out. Looks like you're 8 orders behind, and there's a very long line. You see a small human woman burst through, tight bun. You know this person as Tammy, assistant to the house manager. She comes rushing in. You're Dahan?
Uh-huh.
Dahan? Yes. You're one of the line cooks?
Yes, how may I help you?
Look, we need some noodles, okay? The house manager is pissed and it's my ass. So we need a bowl of noodles for the avatar of Mach. He's requesting a slight miso flavor with some yuzu. Thin noodles, not too firm. And let me check. 2 chashus. No red ginger.
Gotcha.
Are we just going to stare at each other?
Sorry. I need you to kind of tell me to start cooking.
Start cooking?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
How long is this going to take? We need it in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
At the most.
I'll have it done in 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
I cast shape water. I'll swirl the broth around into a bowl. I'll have a mage hand prepping some of the chashu, all the other ingredients. I'm just throwing it all in a bowl.
Never seen a wizard be a cook before. Seem overqualified.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, I'll be outside. Just give it to me when you're done.
It'll be out there in 4 minutes.
The house manager needs it.
Oh, the big boss.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
I'll have it done. I'll have it done.
All right. As you're cooking, I want you to make a chef tools check.
17 plus 3, 30.
Ooh, dirty 20. All right. You're like in the zone. If there was a flow state in this world, which there is, I'm making a call now that there is a flow state, you are in it. You're dicing. You're chopping with your mage hand. You're shaping water in the air. The noodles are spinning in your hand and mixing with the water and boiling at the same time. You move a bowl across the table and you throw the water in. You dry the water out and then you scoop up some soup and pour the soup in. The two chashus fly over with your mage hand and land perfectly on the noodles.
I kind of hesitate. I think it's perfect, but last minute I cast prestidigitation and mimic whatever the flavor profile that Tammy described was on the bowl.
Okay. Tammy comes in.
4 minutes and 30 seconds, like I said.
I have my eye on you. I don't know what it is about you, but I don't like it. You're too good at your job.
I will note that criticism. Thank you.
Tammy scoops up the bowl and goes running. We're going to go back to Jane. Cynthia, you're surveying the area. You get a message on your message stone. You grab it and you hear a kind of like a dissonant voice.
I am lost.
What?
Where are the VIP?
Since is this Baknu?
This is the avatar of Baknu, yes.
Oh, should have said it earlier. Should have led with that. Of course, your seat is right over here. I'll take you right.
I'm currently, you need to direct me.
Oh, you're lost.
Yeah, I'm speaking through the stone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you?
I seem to be, there are what looks like boxes against the wall.
Boxes, okay.
Some, there's clothes hung up.
It appears that you're describing a storage room. I am going to get one of my trusty assistants, Tammy, to come get you.
I don't trust Tammy. You're the first person that I've contacted since I've gotten here. Could you come down?
Oh my God, I'm the first person you contacted?
Yes, I tried to make my way through this. My connection with Baknu is a little, there's some disruption happening right now. I'm not getting a clear message.
Okay, well, not to worry. I will come find you immediately. I start running around.
you bust through the VIP door, and as you bust through, you see Tammy, and you like roll an acrobatics check to see if you can avoid running into Tammy.
That's a 22.
Okay, you open the door, and Tammy is right there, and you do a front flip over her, land on your feet, and Tammy looks around. The bowl is still completely intact. Oh my God, Miss Slick, I'm sorry, I almost ran into you. That was really impressive, what you just did. That was...
I've been working out.
Okay.
You know, trying to welcome the year of strength.
Okay.
in Baknu.
Okay, yeah, your friends.
Trying to honor that.
Yeah, your friend. Yeah, okay.
He called me first.
He called you?
Yes, he called me.
On your message stone?
I know, it's crazy.
That's insane. He hasn't talked to anybody.
I know.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard of the avatar of Baknu talking to anybody.
I know. First person to get a message.
Okay. I mean, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited for it. Anyways.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm going to bring this in to the avatar of Mock. Do you want me to hold down the fort? I can do it. I'm ready.
Hold down
I'm
the fort.
So ready.
I'm on a mission. Okay. Great. I'm going to bring back the avatar of Baknu and come back.
Okay. You're going to be so proud of me. You're going to be so proud of me. I'm going to do this.
Okay. Don't disappoint me.
Roll it into intimidation.
Intimidating everyone.
That's a 19.
Whoa. Okay. You see her eyes start to well up a little bit with tears. And she's like, I would never dream of disappointing you. And she like runs inside and like almost trips, but like gets the noodles on like the avatar of Mock's table. Maybe a little bit spilled out, but not a lot.
Oh my God.
Somewhere I'm wincing.
Okay, as you're going to make your way to the storage room, the storage room is located on the ground floor. It's close to the locker rooms where the teams are currently at. We're going to go to our friend Honeydew. Looks like stuff's getting ready to play. The stadium is a hexagonal shaped kind of floor. They randomize the matches in terms of geography. So different parts of this hexagonal fort can lift up and down, creating high ground and low ground. It's about 100 feet by 100 feet, this fighting grounds. And right now you see a couple of, people call them blood boys. There's a proper term for them, but no one really remembers it anymore. They're the ones cleaning up the ground, which is interesting because prestidigitation exists and you can clean it with magic. But for some reason, it's been tradition that these blood boys will clean up all the blood afterwards. You see a couple of them cleaning up the blood, and it seems like they're getting ready for the final championship between the two teams. And you see the conductor walking by.
Been practicing my tuba a little bit.
I'm sorry, are you're the new guy, Honeydew is your name?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. You know this person as...
It's the big guy.
This guy's name is Henry Cindermont. He is the conductor of the band. He's completely bald, and he wears these like really heavy set, thick robes. It's like gold sash, white, but like pristine white underneath. He comes by, and he has a little conductor thing, and he's tapping. He's like, play measure three for me.
Measure three. All right. Let me just get to my notes. Cinder guy, Cinder boss. Okay. I got these for you right here.
Roll a performance check. At disadvantage because you don't know how to play the tuba.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. Okay. First is 15. Second is a 6. Darn.
A 6 add your mod.
11.
Whoa!
What? What? 17.
17. What? He looks at you and he's like, that's pretty good.
Thank you. I'm just
you obviously
panda.
Don't know how to play the tuba, but you're really putting your whole body into that, your tiny body into that performance. Unfortunately, that's the wrong song.
Yeah, but we could just change it to the song or something. What do you think about that?
The real reason I came over here is it looks like Chair 2 showed up, and we need him here. I was wondering if you could go pick him up downstairs.
Pick him up? I have a question. Why do we have so many tubas in this band? What? There's only so much bass you need.
He leans real close into your face, and he says, there's never enough bass.
Cinder boss, man. I like your style. I'll go get chair one. Chair two? Chair one.
Chair two.
I lose count of them. There's so many tubas, but I like it.
It's,
okay.
It's Linda.
Linda?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay. Whatever.
You have never talked to Linda before. She barely looks at you. She's a minotaur that plays the tuba, really big. You think that she doesn't not look at you because she does. It's not that she doesn't like you. It's just that she's real big and can't see you most of the time. But he's like, yeah, looks like she's been, don't tell anybody this, but there's rumors that she's dating one of the players.
Ooh, drama.
She called in sick this morning, but I suspect that she's doing... They have a little ritual that they do before every match.
Hmm.
I don't like to assume.
You can assume. You can assume. Why not?
Roll a persuasion.
16 plus 11. Oh my God. I got so much charisma.
27. You know. He looks at you and you're like this cute little panda. He's just you see his stony exterior, his stony face, kind of there's a little bit of a curl of a smile in the corner. It's like, all right, I can't, I'll tell you.
That's my guy.
I think that she is likely having this, I can't say that in the stadium.
You can say it.
She's doing the forbidden square dance.
Forbidden square dance.
Yeah,
wow, you have a way with words. I like that.
With Mr. Moonsong.
Oh,
no, no.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Linda Moonsong sitting in a tree.
Yeah. They're usually in the locker room downstairs when everyone clears out to warm up. They, you know what I'm saying. go pick her up, please.
Okay, so locker room. Locker room right now. Okay, cool.
Hey. You keep at it and maybe we'll bump you up to chair four.
Oh, this old thing.
I like you.
Oh, I like you too. Cinder, my boy. Cinder boss. Henry. That's
not my name, but I for some reason when you say it, I really like it.
Thank you. I'm just a little panda.
Yeah, you are just a little panda.
All right.
All right.
I'll see you later.
We'll get back in a hurry.
Yeah. And we'll be back with Linda. Sex fiend Linda.
What? Did you say?
Sorry, no.
Did you say something?
It slipped out of my head. I'll be back.
I thought I heard something. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. You rush down as you're running down. You're making your way towards the locker room. Dahan, you're cooking and you're killing it. Let's roll a few. Give me three cooking checks.
Okay. Yeah,
cooking utensil checks.
Okay. Cooking. We got a 9, a 10,
mm-hmm.
and a 16. More orders, please. Thank you. I love it. Thank you.
You're doing like above average. You've exited the flow state of cooking. Yeah. You're doing okay, but it's been a long day. You're getting a little tired. You've been casting magic and cooking for all morning now, and it's in the afternoon. So you're getting a little tired, and you see your boss, Hester, come up to you. She says,
yes, hey, chef.
You don't have to yell it in my face.
Sorry.
Yeah, chef. Yeah, Dahan, you're doing great. You're doing really good. Since you've been on, it's been a really good time. You need to take a break, man. You need to take a break.
Break?
Yeah, we can get Danny in here and take a break.
I don't. No.
Take a break.
He starts to crack a little bit. Crack. Okay. I can keep going.
Here's the real deal. He like hands you a letter. You're not being fired.
I'm getting fired.
You're not getting fired.
God.
It's just a letter. It's just, I'm friends with one of the players.
Oh.
I think he knows you or something. He asked me to give you this letter.
Really?
I think he wants to meet you. Yeah, take a break, man. You've been at it the whole morning.
Okay, just to read this letter and then I'll be back on the line.
No, you're not going to. I'm requiring you to take a break.
I respect your authority.
Okay.
I step outside.
Okay. You open the letter. And it's a letter from Tan Shin, Ma Endionor. Crazy name. I don't know why I named him that. But Tan Shin, you know him. You went to college together.
Mm-hmm.
You went to university together. And it's a letter. And he's like, hey, man, heard you were in town and heard you were at the stadium. Just wanted to say hi in the locker room.
Tan wants to talk to me? Thought he forgot about me. Didn't think he even knew me. He wants to talk to me? I asked someone, how long does it take to get to the locker room and back?
As you look up to ask, you see Cynthia zoom by. Cynthia, you see this balding cook chef come out of this noodle shop that has been doing very well for the stadium. So you really like this noodle shop. And he says,
the big boss. I prostrate myself. I kneel before.
Oh my God.
Hello.
She speaks to me.
You're the ramen guy.
Yes, I am a line cook here at Kuko Ramen.
I like Kuko Ramen.
You honor me with your words.
You have a good protein version of the ramen. I'm bulking up.
I know, I can see
trying
it.
Trying to get strong.
I can see
She's
it.
She's not very bulky. What's your strength?
My strength is 12 plus 1.
Oh, 12. So
I'm getting there.
You exude power, I can see it.
Not bad.
Thank you.
As you two are talking, you see a tiny panda with a normal size tuba walking by.
I'm getting really good at this thing.
You don't know how to get to the lockers.
Nope. That's the bathroom. Hey. Oh, I recognize these two people. I've seen them around. That's the bus lady.
Sure,
and then
you can call me God Wrangler.
God Wrangler. God Wrangler.
She gives us a title.
Hmm. And then Chef. Oh, I like your place. Hey, Dahan. Oh, wait, you gamble and stuff, right?
What?
Yeah. Do you get it?
Me? I'm just I'm a lowly cook.
On the, like, I don't know. I'm part of this fantasy gladiators.
Who are you?
League. Hey. If you notice by this tuba,
that's Honeydew.
I'm just in the orchestra, fifth chair tuba, soon to be soloist.
Okay. I don't engage myself in trivial matters. I have bigger fish to fry. I take care of the VIP. I don't know if you've heard of the avatars.
Of course.
Yeah.
Baknu needs me. Mm-hmm. So I'm in search of Baknu.
Ooh, Baknu.
The avatar of Baknu.
You hear a
message me.
Your message stone lights up, and you hear in your mind,
Cynthia is.
That's him. That's him. I'm getting still, another message.
I have not moved from at all since I last talked to you. Could you please?
Of course.
I don't know how to get to the VIP.
Of course, I will make haste. I'm on it right now. That was him.
Oh.
That was him.
Wow, that's cool.
Sometimes, you know, this job, it rewards you.
Hey, you think you can bump me up?
What?
To like first chair? Speaking of which, where are you going right now?
I'm looking for the avatar of Baknu, who is probably in a storage room or in this locker.
You know the storage room is close to the lockers.
Right here.
Okay. Oh, so you're going by the lockers. Okay. So I'm getting our second chair, Linda, and if you could just like... fire her real quick and let me
if I could fire her, what do you do for me?
Okay, so I've heard some goss about Linda and one of the warriors. Would you like to hear?
I plug my ears.
What do you know?
They've been kind of getting down and dirty. How did Henry Bossman put it?
Roll an intelligence check.
Oh no, I'm so dumb. 10 minus 1, 9.
Nine. You don't remember. You remember it was like some sort of dance?
They're doing the moonwalk together.
They're doing the moonwalk. Linda and Taizan are doing the moonwalk?
Yeah, but that's code. That's code for, I don't want to be unprofessional, but S-E.
I understand. When you said moonwalk, I immediately understand. I'm an adult.
I can't tell. Everybody looks the same from my height, except this guy. What are you, like 3 foot?
I uncover my ears. Huh?
You're like 3 foot? We're like the same height.
Oh, like 3 foot? 3 foot. Three.
You're both three. I'm like three half foot. My size.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I start tugging at her pants.
I'm busy. Okay. Thank you for your information.
I also have mandated recreational business in the locker room.
Yes, maybe ramen I can. Man, what is your.
Thank you for the title. I can accompany you if you wish.
Sure.
If I hopped on this guy's shoulders, I'd be eye level with you right now.
I feel like you're trying to make children in a trench coat situation happen.
That's hard because we need one
more.
And
I hate children, but you do whatever you need to do. I just need to go and find this avatar.
Well, I'm going the same way, so.
Cynthia, you hear a voice in your head.
I'm still in the...
Yes, of course. I'm coming to get you.
I've missed a lot of the games. I just would like...
Yes. And we're going to talk. We're going to catch up like old pals.
Sure. Are we pals?
That was him again. And you didn't hear any of that last part.
Yeah. They can't hear it. It's in your head.
Well, I got the keys, so I'm going to open up the storage room.
I will follow behind the appropriate amount of distance.
Please.
What is your marching order, by the way?
I'm the furthest behind.
Okay. Let's say you're in the front. You're leading these two.
Yeah, I'm in the middle and I'm just playing theme music as we walk or run.
Make a performance check.
Four plus 11, 15.
Oh my gosh.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. It's weird because you guys can tell he doesn't know how to play this instrument.
God, I had this.
Oh, wait. Earlier. Actually, make it a disadvantage. Sorry.
Okay. So that was four, and then this one's four again. Stats are not.
All right. So it's like you can tell he doesn't know how to play this, but he's doing it with so much gusto, and it's almost like jazz sounding. It's just kind of like very free-forming.
Dahan hates the attention, but he likes the sound.
And then as you guys make your way down to the locker rooms, you do get some looks like, oh, wow, this panda's playing a tuba. This is pretty impressive.
I'm like falling back and forth because it's so heavy.
You make your way to the ground floor. It's a large doorway, stone made of like nice polished ivory stone. This area is, there's two guards standing there. It's off limits for, you know, civilians to come in. The players here, they're very famous. You go up to the guards, and the guards, as they see you, they're like, oh, they kind of like do a little bow and step aside. You go and you put your hand on this like ivory door, and you put your hand on it, and you see like runes trace around your hand. And then the door lifts up from the ground and it opens up into another hallway. You move straight forward and it just like kind of like a T shape, and you go to the right and left. And at the end of the hallway, it's about 30 feet down. You see Lapras Infernos and an arrow pointing that way. And then on the other side, you see the Noisy Pebbles and an arrow pointing the left. So Lapras Infernos on the right, the Noisy Pebbles on the left. And you know that these are the two teams who have made the finals, the championship match. Lapras Infernos are the favored team. They're looking for clutching a three-peat. And the Noisy Pebbles are like the dark horse upstarts. People didn't really know much about them, but they are doing pretty well. They've gotten a nice little following. You know the storage room? There's two. There's one on the right and on the left, next to the team locker rooms. You, Cynthia, and then Dahan, you're looking for Tan, and he's part of the Noisy Pebbles, so you're mm-hmm. going left. Mm-hmm.
This is where we part ways. It was an honor.
Well, good to know you, ramen guy and panda.
I'm getting so good.
Honeydew, you're looking for the second chair, and she's having what you think is having a fling with Taesun, who is in the Lapras Infernos.
Okay, I'm off to go catch some S-E-C-K.
You see, like, the two guards kind of, like, lean over. Do they hear you? Oh, I'm going to roll. They lean over like they caught the whiff of something, but they like turn their heads back.
Don't mind me. I'm just a little panda. All right, off I go.
So you're going towards the right mm-hmm. and you're going towards the left. Cynthia, where do you go? There's a storage room on the right and the left.
Well, I got to see my friend Miguel. So maybe, you know, I'll start with familiar grounds.
You know Miguel is they're actually warming up at the stadium, but you could check.
Yeah, I could just see what he's up to, gather some information.
All right, so you go to the right with Honeydew, and Dahan, you go to the left. We'll do Dahan first. So Dahan, you go to the left.
My hand's trembling with the letter in my hand.
And as you make your way to the left, you see there's a few closed doors. Their locker room is at the far end of the hallway. You get there. The door is unlocked, it seems like.
I knock.
How do you knock?
Very timidly. Very faintly. You probably don't hear it the first time. Now I start second guessing. Did they hear the first knock? And I just have to wait, right? Or should I knock again? Maybe they didn't hear the second one.
You wait for like a good 2 minutes as you debate with yourself.
Don, is that you?
Tan Shin.
He opens the door and you see a human. He has tattoos, kind of like runes, like carved all on his right side. He looks at you, he's dressed in like a black robe. He's like,
it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Are those new?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On your face?
They're not real.
He like wipes one away.
Oh.
It's, you know, people say it looks cool. And
it does.
Our publicist said I needed a better brand.
He's got a publicist.
Yeah. Anyways, I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, sure. Yes.
You sit down, he's like, you were always so good at the academy. When I heard you were here, I knew I just needed to get, there's no one I can talk to. I needed to get something off my chest.
What's going on?
I don't remember how I got here.
Excuse me?
You were the only familiar name I saw. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Congratulations, you.
Yeah, I heard great things. The last thing I remember was us fighting in the first match.
Uh-huh.
In the bracket.
And you wanted to be there at that point.
Yeah, and I don't remember getting here. I'm sorry. You were so good in the academy. You know, top grades in Arcana. And
how much time do you have?
I think 30 minutes before the match starts.
Can I ritual cast Identify on Tanshin to test to see if there's any magic on him or anything?
Oh, you can cast Detect Magic.
I don't have detect magic, but I think you can use identify to determine if there's magic on a person.
Yeah, I think it's with items specifically, but make an investigation check though,
okay,
to see
or
if
arcana
you, arcana check or whichever one's higher.
They're both good. Nat 20 plus 8.
Whoa. Oh my lord. Investigation or arcana, which one?
Arcana.
You're looking at him. It seems normal, at first. It's been a while since you've even thought about arcane stuff. You're a chef now. You're no longer trying to be like a wizard. You're no longer trying to get into research of the arcane. But you look at him and you see in his eyes there's something strange. You recognize these concentric circles that you see in the avatars. Mm. In his eyes, you see something similar, but the concentric circles, the way it's shaped is a little different. Instead of like circles, they're like kind of a hexagon shape in his eyes. And you've never seen this symbol before, and you know a lot about the arcane, and you're having a really clear moment of remembering stuff. But with a nat 20 and a 28, you can gather that there's something odd going on. There's definitely like a otherworldly presence that's influencing him. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he was able to snap out of it in this moment when he saw your name.
Okay, I share all of that with him.
He immediately starts shaking and looks really nervous. He's like,
I don't know what to do. What?
Wait, no, we just need to defer to authority. There's an authority figure across the room, the big boss. The big boss will know what to do.
Okay, yeah. How did I get to the championship? It was just supposed to be a fun team that was put together. We're just trying our luck.
You're doing great. You're making some people a lot of money, too.
Thank you.
I wish it was me.
Take me to whoever to talk to. Okay. The rest of my team is already warming up. They don't seem to think anything's strange going on.
Maybe it's just pre-show jitters, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We're going to cut to our boss lady and a panda boy. Honeydew, you're playing your tuba. You're following behind. And Cynthia.
You couldn't play this the whole time. Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes.
These melodies are just coming to my head. Look, I'm just such a creative.
As you guys approach the locker room, both of you roll a perception check.
15 plus 3, 18.
11.
You don't hear anything. You know that the storage room is right. If you're looking straight forward and it's the locker room, on the right side as you're walking down, the storage room is like right there. So you make it to the locker room. You, with an 18, do hear noises coming from the locker room.
Hold on. I think I hear something. It might be. Is it what I think it is?
What do you think?
I don't know. I should hear it first. Let me listen a little bit closer.
Roll a perception check.
Does it sound like sex? I'm not sure.
17 plus 3.
17 plus 3. Dirty 20. Yeah,
dirty 20.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like there are sex noises coming from. But with a dirty 20, you hear three distinct figures.
Oh!
What?
Oh!
What do you hear?
I hear there's multiple orifices that I hear in there. I thought I'd only hear two orifices of two.
But or there's three people.
There's three people in there.
Wow. What do you do?
Okay, well, let's take a look.
Oh, I know a way how to sneak in there. I'm gonna shape shift into a little marble and roll in.
That's too small. You can't do that.
Too small.
You can do small, but you can't do that.
This is in a locker room right here.
Yeah, you're standing at the door of a locker room and he hears.
Yeah, I'll just shape shift. I'll like get a small running start and then shape shift into like a little stone ball.
And just it has to be organic. It has to be
organic.
Yeah, it has to be like a human. Not a human, but
I can open.
You see him. You see him concentrating. He's kind of
like brainstorming things. I can.
His body is like changing into like this like marble. His like skin is marble surface. And he like
while
ducks
he's like
into a ball.
Turning like white.
Yeah, but his skin is changing. Like it is changing like texture. You're like, whoa, like that's a little weird. Like his skin's changing texture. His face kind of like goes blank and he's tucked into a ball, but he's not a ball. He looks like marble. His skin looks like marble, but he's not a ball. He's just
oh
like tucked into a ball.
I'm going to open this. I can just open this.
No, I'm almost there. It hurts. Don't let me do this in vain.
Let me just go in as I am.
half marble.
At least you can recognize it's marble.
Whatever. Whatever you do, okay, does not concern me. I just...
Look, I'll be as sneaky as I can. And then I'll just try to like tippy-toe.
The door is locked.
Oh. I can
You have unlock, the keys.
And I have the keys on me. So I unlock the locker. Click. Very, very, very... I don't make any sudden movements.
Oh, make a stealth check.
Oh. That's a 27.
Oh my God. Wow. You're...
I the rolls. Sneak in there and I
You're so
give a
quiet.
Look of warning
I'm just
at Marble Boy.
Standing there like in pain.
Is he small?
he's the same size. He's like three,
oh my
he's
gosh.
A three, he's a 3 foot. He was a panda, but now he's just like a smooth marble kind of being that has like curled himself into a ball.
Go ahead. I'll get there.
I just take him in my arms.
Pick him up.
Pick him up like a little toddler.
You open the door inside, and it's a pretty large locker room. You don't see where the source of the noise. It looks like it's behind one of the other lockers. There is like some... noises, and at this point, since you're inside, you can hear it, but they don't seem like they've... Wait, let me check. Yeah, they don't seem like they've noticed you.
Well, whatever it is, it feels like they're doing the Forbidden Square dancing.
It's so loud. I can't unhear it.
I mean, look, I can't say that, you know, I'm familiar with the sound, because it's not like I have a boyfriend or anything. And I haven't had one in a while. Why am I telling you this?
Yeah, usually
she's very
like,
persuasive. High charisma.
I usually like hot guys, but this seems not timely.
I just want to know who's in there so that maybe I can use this information, you know, to pass it off to people who might want this intel. Why am I telling
know.
You this?
Well, I just want to know who's in there. We got the same goal. Let's check it out.
We walk.
You approach. You make your way. With the 27, we'll keep the stealth roll. You're very quick. You roll, also roll a stealth check with your tuba.
But she's holding me.
did you leave your tuba outside?
Yeah, the tuba's just...
So you're just...
I took it off as I was trying to change
into
a marble.
You're a marble-skinned ball. Yeah. The marble-skinned bipod who's like curled in a ball. But yeah, make a stealth check as well, okay, just to see if you can not Ooh. Make a noise.
Oh, net 20 plus 6.
Wow. The rolls today.
You're surprised at how quiet you are. You're making your way, and the noise is getting louder. You get there against the lockers, and you peek around, and you see what can be only described as a threesome.
Which can only be described as a threesome.
I mean, how else would you describe it? So you see a sex act happening. You recognize second chair.
Oh, Linda. Linda.
And
that's Linda.
And Moonsong. They're going at it. But the avatar of Baknu is also joining in.
That's Baknu?
And this is shocking to you because avatars are supposed to not have any emotions or feelings in them. So they've emptied themselves of themselves to be a vessel for these gods so that they can watch the games. They're basically like cameras, you know, like video cameras that they watch the game and experience the game and experience the food of the game with. And it is wild.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do I have any device where I can record this in picture form?
It's illegal.
Or video recording audio?
You don't have a recording device on you.
Okay.
But someone does.
Okay. I don't have any record. You try to memorize as much of this as possible.
I have my little samplet.
Oh.
Yeah.
What
I can
is that?
Use the magics on this, press a button, and you just like record little sounds.
Okay. Record it. Right
oh,
now.
Okay. Yeah. Bruh.
Discreetly.
I'm sorry.
Discreet.
Okay.
Okay. As you press bruh, it's loud enough that the sex act, the thing that can only be described as a threesome, stops. And they turn to look at you. Dahan, as you're making your way towards the other locker with your friend in tow, who is very scared. He's lost his memory of the past few weeks, basically. You get to the door, it's open.
Do you enter?
Yeah, this shouldn't be open, but I'm sure they won't mind.
You walk in, and then you see Cynthia and Honeydew crouched. Honeydew has his drum pad basically out and goes to click something, and you hear, bruh. And that's where we'll end the episode. Thanks for listening to Dragons AF. I'm your host and Dungeon Master Chuck Ma. Our band of characters were played by comedians Jed Alcantara, Alfred Aquino II, Tody Garbanzos, Jane Kim, Alan Pintal, and Alex Songxia. Dragons AF is an Earwolf production produced by senior producers Cassie Jerkins and Josh Richmond. Our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez. Follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians. Tell your friends.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelot, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacques Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.